I'm a little footballed out this week because we had 3 games on Thursday, and then there was college on Friday and Saturday, and NFL on Sunday, and NFL last night, and it's just a lot. However, I have to talk about, we all know that Tom Brady wears his feelings on his sleeve, and when the Patriots lost on Sunday, it was interesting because all the Patriot haters are like, see, I told you the Patriots suck. Tom Brady sucks. And it's like, dude, they're 10-2. That's not a definition of sucking, but I get that you don't like him, so you want to like jump on the bandwagon. But on the side, what you didn't see on the sidelines when they lost, he threw a temper tantrum like no other.
At the 25-yard line. Well, Tom is noted for wearing his emotions on his sleeve.
He's waving his arms. He's cursing
tonight.
He's yelling at the wide receiver. You got to get out there before anybody else.
Yeah.
Separation. I can't read all the lips, but I heard separation.
So now everyone's jumping on the bandwagon, even those Sunday programs, beforehand. They're jumping on the Patriots sucks bandwagon.
Yep.
Football Films presents Tom Brady Sucks. For the last 2 decades, football fans have longed to hear those 3 little words. And finally, after week 13 of the 2019 NFL season, we can say them. Tom Brady sucks. Leading the suckiest 10-2 team ever, number 12 will suck his way into the playoffs by putting the suck in success. Won't his wife be proud when he's a first ballot entry into the NFL Hall of Suck? He's the greatest suck on turf. Tuck Rule, more like the Suck Rule. The football faithful can finally lift their heads high, confident in the most jubilant of all football chants, Tom Brady sucks. Rick Stacy.